A Texas legislator says scientists don't think greenhouse gas is troublesome. Is that true? I'm Nathan Bernier with KUT News, and I'm joined now by Gardner Selby of the Austin American Statesman's PolitiFact Texas fact-checking project. Hello, Gardner.
Hello, and let me clarify, I'm not a scientist.
Okay, but you're a darn good journalist. And now in this instance, you plumbed a Statesman news story to come up with a checkable claim, really, about greenhouse gases that enter the atmosphere, such as carbon dioxide, from burning fossil fuels like oil and natural gas.
Correct. State Representative Wayne Smith of Baytown told the Statesman's Asher Price last month. He said, quote, "Science has not shown greenhouse gases to be a problem."
Why were they even talking about this?
Well, Smith was otherwise talking up his proposal, which did clear the House, to have the state issue permits for such industrial emissions rather than federal agencies.
And how did he rate the claim?
You ready for a dictionary pause?
Okay, go ahead.
Greenhouse gases are those gaseous compounds, such as CO2, which you just mentioned, that absorb infrared radiation, trap heat in the atmosphere, and contribute to the greenhouse effect.
Okay, I got it. So how did Representative Smith reach his conclusion then that science has not shown these gases to be a problem?
Well, he didn't call us back on that.
Okay, so what did you do?
So we otherwise looked around for signs of a basis to this claim, and bluntly, there are none.
Hmm.
Scientists, especially those with expertise in climate, have agreed since at least 2007 that the gases are building up and contributing to global warming. And of course, that has problematic consequences. Let me give one example. The National Research Council, that's an independent U.S. group that gives advice under a congressional charter, they said in 2011 that the risk of dangerous climate change impacts is growing with every ton of greenhouse gases emitted into the atmosphere.
But your PolitiFact, there's always some extra twist to these things.
All right. Well, I'll come up with one. The Texas State climatologist, John Nielsen Gammon, he's based over at Texas A&M. He was among a few scientists who told us, well, wait a minute, while there is no scientific fight over whether the gases pose a problem, there is discussion and debate over the pace of related warming. That's still under study.
Okay.
Also,
wait, there's more.
Naomi Oreskes, a California historian who has written on the extent of scientific consensus. Oreskes has lately written that there is some dissent for the consensus position, but the number of those kinds of scientists in the field is very, very, her words, small.
Well, how did this claim rate on the old truth meter?
It's incorrect, Nathan. And more than that, all this inconsistent analysis we found persuaded us that it's also a ridiculous claim.
I smell smoke.
This one rates pants on fire.
Pants on fire. Okay, well, President Obama will be hanging in Austin this week. Are you got your pencil sharpened?
Sharpened. And we will.
You don't use pencils anymore, do you?
No, we don't use pencils. I'm typing. I'm watching.
Okay, well, stay sane, and we'll see you next week. That's Gardner Selby with the Austin American Statesman's PolitiFact Texas fact-checking project. Read all their fact checks at politifacttexas.com. I'm Nathan Bernier with KUT News.